In tonight's other headlines, police have made two arrests in last weekend's daring daylight theft of crown jewels from the Louvre Museum. French investigators said the arrests were made late Saturday and that the men, both in their 30s, are known to police. One of them was taken into custody at Charles de Gaulle Airport while preparing to flee to Algeria. Police haven't said if any of the multi-million dollar jewels have been recovered. They were taken in a theft that took less than 10 minutes from start to finish. Authorities say the thieves posed as construction workers and forced open a window. Hurricane Melissa is now a Category 4 storm, and forecasters are warning of potentially life-threatening conditions in Jamaica, Cuba, and the Bahamas. The National Hurricane Center predicts the slow-moving storm could strengthen tonight to Category 5 as it churns in the warm waters of the Caribbean. Across Jamaica, residents gathered supplies, moved inland, and prepared for the worst. The system is expected to drop up to 30 inches of rain over the next 72 hours. At least four storm-related deaths have already been reported in Haiti and the Dominican Republic. In Gaza, Hamas has expanded the search for the remains of dead hostages. Egypt deployed a team of experts and heavy equipment to hunt through rubble for the bodies of the remaining 13 hostages, including two Americans. President Trump has said he's watching very closely to be sure Hamas returns the bodies in the next 48 hours. Meanwhile, the Israeli military said the target of an overnight strike in the Nusayrat refugee camp in central Gaza was someone planning an imminent attack on IDF troops. It's the latest strain on the fragile ceasefire as Israel and Hamas accuse each other of violations. And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he will soon name the countries that will be part of a Gaza peacekeeping force. And overnight, Russia battered Ukraine's capital with deadly drone strikes. At least three people were killed in Kyiv, including a mother and her teenage daughter. 29 others were injured. Ukraine's Air Force said it shot down most of the 100 drones that were launched, but several made it through defenses. Emergency crews evacuated residential buildings, but Russia says its only targets were emergency facilities and military installations. Still to come on PBS News Weekend, why some believe the United States risks losing its dominance in war, and how men are struggling with the collapse of male friendship.
This is PBS News Weekend from the David M. Rubenstein Studio at WETA in Washington, home of the PBS News Hour, weeknights on PBS.